Lisa Gardner joins us by phone tonight. She is the New York Times number one best-selling author of 18 previous novels, including her most recent, Find Her. Her Dee Dee Warren and Tessa Leone novels are well known to her many readers, and her latest book brings back two other favorite characters. We'll talk about them tonight, along with her latest book titled Right Behind You. So I want to go right to this, as always, exciting new novel that you've presented us with. It's titled Right Behind You, and it is indeed a psychological thriller and focuses primarily on two teenage characters who are brother and sister. If you would tell us about Telly Ray and Sharla Nash, their backgrounds, what's happening in their lives.
Sharla and Telly were born into a very troubled family. There's addiction, violence, neglect, essentially from a very young age. Telly was the one, you know, raising his youngest sister, Sharla, his baby sister. And then one very sad night, the father attacks the family, and Telly ends up killing both parents with a baseball bat, breaking Sharla's arm in the process. While she does testify, she's only like 5 years old, saying it was self-defense, the kids are split. Telly goes on to have a pretty troubled time bouncing around foster homes, getting a reputation for his explosive temper. But Sharla ends up with FBI profilers, Pierce and Rainey, who are looking at building a family of their own and being an expert, basically, on criminal minds. Feels that they're up to the task of taking on a troubled child. So now they're on the eve of adopting Sharla. She's 13 years old. It looks to her like her life is maybe finally taking a turn for the better, going to get on track, when Pierce and Rainey are called to the scene of a shooting, and the number one suspect turns out to be Telly, Sharla's estranged brother. Then more bodies are found. Telly opens fire on the fugitive tracking team. And it looks like perhaps his temper has exploded once and for all, and that he may have Sharla also in his homicidal sights.
Well, you've mentioned two other important characters in this novel, and you actually involved your fans recently and polled them to see which of your series characters they would like to bring back. And you were surprised at who they chose. And so who are they, and how did you prepare for a novel that starred them?
At the beginning of my career, I wrote about these FBI profilers, Pierce and Rainey, great books, but I just wandered off onto other topics as well. But when it came time to write the new book, since I've written a variety of characters at this point, I did a poll on Facebook to see who readers wanted. I was very surprised, just because it had been so long. In fact, it had been so long since I'd written about my FBI profilers, I actually had to go back and reread my own books. Mm. It's been like 8 years. For readers who are new to either my books or to Pierce and Rainey, you don't need to know the backstory, only what will happen next.
As always, one of the things I appreciate about your novels is that they are informative as well as suspenseful. Telly and Sharla, along with the trauma in their lives, with their birth family and multiple foster homes, have a syndrome or disorder that is referred to by the acronym ODD. You want to tell us a little bit about that? And I'm assuming this involved research on your part.
In my real life, I do some volunteer work with my local child services agency that works with at-risk kids, special needs kids. A lot of our children, very sadly, are born into addiction, violence. We have really amazing foster families. I think, you know, they are the true heroes out there that are not only taking in these kids, but it's a commitment. Like Pierce and Rainey are learning, you know, you definitely need love, but that's the starting point. You do need training to handle kids that have come from this explosive of a background, who, because of PTSD, they do not sleep well at night. In fact, some of the kids just can't sleep. They are known for outbursts. Many of them have what's called oppositional defiance disorder, which means the more you tell them not to do something, the more they now have to do it. And I think Sharla does a really compelling job of trying to explain to the reader, it's not that she wants to be this person. It's not that she wants to be in trouble all the time. It's not that she wants to fail at school or disappoint her foster parents. There are times when she literally can't help herself. I think one of the powers of a good novel is to let you walk in someone else's shoes, and maybe by the end, they're right behind you. In addition of being kept in suspense and highly entertained, you have a little bit more insight and empathy for some of our kids out there and the very difficult paths they walk.
Well, it was also informative to learn that there's a distinction between a spree killer and a serial killer.
So a lot of what an FBI profiler does is label, because that kind of helps in the job. And there is, frankly, right now, topically, a big debate going on in spree killers, mass murderers, and serial killers. So the shorthand is a serial killer has killed more than 3 people at multiple locations over a longer period of time. A mass murderer has killed more than 3 people, or more than 2 people, generally at a single location in a short period of time. And then the spree killer is kind of considered the mass murderer on the go. They have killed more than 2 to 3 people at multiple locations in a longer period of time. But basically, it's something that starts with, say, a domestic situation, workplace violence, the shooter explodes, pulls the trigger. If they were a mass murderer, this tragedy would begin and end right there. But instead, they suffer a psychotic break. They take their guns. They go on the run. They're not in their right mind. And at that point, they're literally a danger to anyone who crosses their path. So they're very volatile situations. They're very dangerous situations. And even for FBI agents, they're very challenging, because this is a person not thinking clearly, not thinking logically anymore. So you really don't know where they might be ready to strike next.
I want to end our talk with each other tonight on a more lighthearted note, a wonderfully creative way of involving your fans. And one of them is your Kill a Friend, Maim a Buddy sweepstakes.
Yes, I invite my readers to get in on the fun. You can visit lisagardner.com or find me on Facebook, Twitter. And we run a Kill a Friend, Maim a Buddy sweepstakes, where you can nominate the person of your choice to die in my book. It's meant to be a lot of fun. It's the gift for the person that has everything, you know, literary immortality.
It's always delightful to talk to you, and certainly exciting to read you. I thank you so much for joining us tonight, Lisa Gardner.
Oh, thank you so much, Barbara.
I've been talking with Lisa Gardner about her latest novel, which is titled Right Behind You. You'll find more information about it at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.